And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is forgiving yourself. This is essential for each and every one of you to forgive yourself for any past transgressions, regrets, actions that you are not proud of, behaviors that you wish you had not expressed. Dear hearts, you are having a human experience, and it is not perfect. You will not do everything perfectly. Your spirit and God are not keeping score of the times that you fall down, perhaps, the times that you are not your best self, the times that you do not honor life or yourself or others. All of the things in your past, as they come up for reflection, or you see a photograph in a family picture book that reminds you of that time when you were not your best self, and you feel grief about this, and then punishment and shame comes in. God and your spirit do not keep score. What is important is the learning, the observing in the moment when something does not feel correct, when something does not feel like unconditional love, or like the truth, or light. All of the goodness of God that you know how it feels. When you are off center or beside yourself and do something or think something that is not your true self, this is for your learning. It is not for you to condemn yourself. It is for you to take a note and to do better the next time, and better and better and better. Forgiving yourself is where it begins. When you forgive yourself, the freedom and the openness to have the awareness and the perspective of God and your spirit on that situation, so that you can observe it all and see how it unfolded. See where and how you will do it differently in the future if you choose. And this is also important. You must choose to go forward with the learning, and then in the future, when a similar situation arrives, that you apply your newfound learning. Forgive yourself. As you do this, the understandings and greater awarenesses and greater self-love and empowerment by God and your spirit are available and fill your experience. This is important for you to exercise this week, and we ask you to watch your thinking, and any time that a judgment idea comes up or a shaming idea about something you have done or thought or expressed, any behavior, any conversations, It does not matter. Pause. Come home to the center of your being. Forgive yourself first, remembering that you are a human being in process, ever evolving, ever progressing according to the original design of who you are by God. When you are at this point, the center of your being, ask, what is for you to learn from this moment, from this situation? Listen to God and to your spirit. Take the message in and ask that you go forward with this greater understanding and learning. It is how your lives will progress and become more and more of who you truly are, according to God, the creative source that designed you with loving kindness, compassion, patience, self-love, and trust that all is well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.